Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Suspended Retribution by Rob Ashman, narrated by Nicholas Cam. Preface. We donned our battle gear to protect our citizens and our way of life from those who sought to destroy it, when all along the powers that be couldn't give a toss about either. When the final reckoning comes, I will be able to say I stood up for what was right, when you chose to remain seated, content to let it happen. If you had done your job, there'd be no need for me. You failed. There is every need for me. Chapter 1. I fought for my country, but I never fought for this. I muttered the words through clenched teeth, my fury growing with every step. I tugged my hood forward and digged my hands deep into my pockets, trying to clear my mind and focus on the task in hand. It's cold, and the stars are on parade. I like the cold. I can't ever see myself returning to a hot country. Not after Afghanistan. I crossed the road and turned down Bloomfield Crescent, flanked either side by semi-detached properties in a suburb of Blackpool, pretending to be more affluent than it is. The car comes into view, parked at the side of the road, and I run through the procedure in my head. Rubber, window, hook, lock, twist, and away. I've practiced as many times as I could, or to be more precise, as many times as I could find cars that fitted the bill. I enjoyed spending my Saturday afternoons trawling the breakers' yards. It was the same story every time. Excuse me, mate, I'm looking for an old banger for me son to learn to drive. You know the sort, something that runs okay but won't break me wallet when he wrecks it. I would say to the man in the filthy overalls, try at the back, over by the fence, mate. There's a few you might be interested in. They always seem to be stored over by the fence. I honed my skills on as many as I could find, putting into practice what I had learned from the internet. When I'd exhausted the scrapyards, the next step was to find one that was kept outside somebody's house and not behind high fencing topped with barbed wire. Bloomfield Crescent provided just the ticket. It was the right age, the right size, and most importantly, it was parked on a street with no CCTV. Perfect. I quickened my stride, closing in on the vehicle, trying to keep my anger in check. I need to stay calm and controlled. My eyes scan the road.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?